Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our Old Testament lesson, Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, beginning at verse 31. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, when I was at the seminary, long years back now, studying to be a pastor, our professors would talk about the difference between faith and the faith. Faith and the faith. Now, the faith is spoken about in the Book of Jude. We don't often turn to the book of Jude, but this is what it says starting at verse 3. It says, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints." And what he's saying there is that there is a set of teachings that are drawn from the Bible that point always to the Lord Jesus, and they have to have both. They have to come from God's word, and they have to always point to the Lord Jesus. But there is such a set of teachings that define Christianity. Within those teachings, you have the Christian faith. Outside of them, well, the good Lord isn't going to be going there with you. And you want the Lord always with you, especially when you have to stand before him on the day of judgment. And so St. Paul would write, Ephesians chapter 4. He said, "There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." And again, Ephesians chapter 4. "This is also that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes." Of course, the point there is that the human heart is deceitful beyond all things. Who can understand it? Book of Jeremiah. And we don't take what God says to us and subject it to our heart and what it thinks, because then we go very far off track. And so it is when people join our church, when they come to us from other faiths, or maybe not any faith at all. We have a Christian faith class, a new member class, a pre-communion class, and we teach the faith. We talk about sin, we talk about grace, we talk about Holy Communion, we talk about baptism, we talk about confession, we talk about prayer, we talk about other things as well. But all the faith. With the understanding that the faith is not the same as faith. The faith is, like the old theologians would say, the corpus doctrinae, the body of doctrines, all of the teachings. And if you want to know what they are, you can come by my office and I've got a 3-volume set. And you can read through all of it if you want. The faith, all of the teachings. But faith is different. Faith is, to use the old theologians, the fiducia cordis, the trust of the heart. Not what do you know, because you can know the faith, but what do you trust? Because that's what faith is. What do you bank on? What do you look to? What do you seek after? What do you hope in? What do you depend upon? What do you throw out your arms to when you're drowning or when you're lost in sin? Now, the faith says to you, Jesus died for your sins. But faith says in response, Jesus died for my sins. Not just for the sins of the world. He died for me. He died for me. Now, the faith, all of the teachings of our faith, can be written down by human hands. They can be carved into tablets of stone. They can be printed on the pages of a Bible. They can be memorized in the human mind. I remember going to a Christian school, and one of the teachers there said, what we have our kids do is memorize all the verses of Psalm 119. Longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses, and that was their assignment for the year. Memorize all of them. You can do that with the faith. You can copy it in a copier. You can transmit it through the radio. You can post it on the internet. But if you looked at today's lesson from Jeremiah chapter 31, there is only one place that you can write faith. Not in a book, not on a tablet of stone, not in the memory. The only place that faith can be written is the human heart. And there's only one who can do it. And that's the good Lord. You can memorize 176 verses, but that can end up just being the faith, not faith. And so, today's lesson, Jeremiah 31. Behold, the Lord says, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. Actually, the only time in the Old Testament that it's mentioned, a new covenant. A new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Now, it's not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, although I was a father to them or a husband to them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall everyone teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, you need to know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Only the Lord can write faith. It's a miracle of God, God's power. And there's only one place where the Lord writes it, and that is in the human heart. And what it is a trust of the heart that your iniquity is forgiven, that your sin is no longer remembered, that Jesus came and God so loved the world that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life. And not only that, Jesus, by his perfect life, kept the faith, all the teachings and doctrines and commandments. He was perfectly obedient. He perfectly fulfilled them. God's law does not have to be fulfilled by anyone any longer. Now, sometimes we Lutheran Christians, and we of course want to be the first to look at ourselves in the mirror, we Lutheran Christians talk of sometimes as if it is only the faith that mattered. All that matters is getting the teachings right, or knowing the teachings, or memorizing the teachings. We do the same thing very often what that teacher did with her class, learning 176 verses. You're going to come to catechism class, and you're going to come there for 2 years, and what are we going to do? We're going to take every teaching of the Bible and do what with it? We're going to stuff it in the bag, like a sleeping bag. We're going to stuff it in there and stuff it in there and stuff it in there. And if you have enough teachings, then what do you have? You have faith. Is that true? No. You have knowledge, and that's good. Knowledge is good, but it's not the same as faith. Now, some of our fellow Christians have a tendency to talk as if it's only faith that matters. They say, we have a new covenant now. All that matters is that you trust the Lord. And as for everything else that God talks about, that's kind of up to you whether you want to take it or whether you want to leave it. All that matters is that you have faith. You can change the rest to fit your thinking. But it's human beings that talk that way. We have a tendency to create false distinctions or false dilemmas or create artificial problems. It's like the old question about faith and works. You remember that question? How does a person have eternal life, faith or works? What's the answer? Faith, of course. But they're not separate from each other. An old theologian put it like this. He said, faith alone saves. Yes, it does. But faith is never alone. There are always actions that follow along with it by the Holy Spirit. And so you have a wonderful example today in our bulletin, in the Psalm of the day, Psalm 119, that one that all those kids had to memorize, all 176 verses. We'll just look at verses 9 to 16, because they're a beautiful blending of faith and the faith. What in those verses, you can follow along if you like, is the faith? Well, what does the psalm writer say? He says, your word, your commandments. Again, your word, your statutes, the rules of your mouth, your testimonies, your precepts, your ways, your statutes again, your word for a third time. All of those different things are the faith, the things that God has said. This is what Christianity is. This is what Christianity is not. There is a content to it. There are those things inside the faith, those things that are outside of that. And what do you do with it? Do you mess with it? Do you change it? Do you modify it? Do you say, like each generation does, these are modern times now, and we need to change what the Lord has said to us? Well, I would ask you, go home and go in your bathroom and see if you have some prescription medication. If the medication says take one pill a day, do you take five? No, why not? Because what could be for your health could then end up being for your very great lack of health, even your death. And so the book of Isaiah says to us, this is the person to whom the Lord looks, the one who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at his word. Someone who holds to the faith. But going back to Psalm 119, notice that together with the faith is faith. And it's all through it. What does the psalm writer say? With my whole heart, Lord, I seek you. That's faith. I have stored up your word in my heart. That's faith. Blessed are you, Lord. Teach me. That's faith. In the way of your testimonies I delight. That's faith. I meditate on your precepts. I fix my eyes on your ways. I'll delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Every one of those you could put an exclamation point behind. And what is he saying? He's saying, Lord, there is what you have said, and that's good, but it's not just here, it's here. I trust you. I look to you. You are my God. You are my Savior. My life depends on you. The faith, what you have said, and faith which holds on to it. Faith which looks always to the Lord Jesus. And so, Jeremiah chapter 31, the Lord says, I'm going to write faith on your hearts. It's not just going to be on two tablets of stone. It's not going to be on the scroll of the Torah. It's going to be written here by Almighty God and his Holy Spirit. And when that happens, no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, you need to know the Lord, because they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.